Station 22, Senananda. Bloody stalemate and the climax of the Papuan campaign, Senananda Point, halfway between Buna and Gona on the northern Papuan coast, was an uninviting desolate area. However, it formed the center of the main Japanese defensive position in the final battles of the Papuan campaign. The Japanese commander concentrated most of his force in this area and took personal command here. Unlike Buna and Gona, where the defenses were mainly on the coast, in the central sector, the defenses were placed along the track which left Wairopi and passed through Popondetta and Saputo, before entering an area of swamp some 7 kilometers from the coast. The Japanese positions astride the track were protected by deep camouflage bunkers, made of logs and placed in depth behind each other. Major General Bassi's 7th Division crossed the Kumusi River on the 16th of November, with Brigadier Lloyd's 16th Brigade, 2nd 1st, 2nd 2nd and 2nd 3rd Battalions, heading for Senananda. By the 20th of November they were through to Saputo, but then struck the first Japanese defences at the Cape Killerton track junction. The Japanese fell back to their next position, but after crossing the Owen Stanley Ranges and fighting several intense battles, the Australians were sick with malaria and other tropical diseases, and under strength. The 7th Division was reinforced by a regiment of Americans, which moved around the Japanese and established a roadblock, known as Huggins Roadblock. The 16th Brigade was relieved by Brigadier Porter's 30th Brigade, consisting of the 49th and 55th 53rd Battalions, and later the 2nd 7th Cavalry Regiment without vehicles, and the 36th Battalion. These units conducted a series of determined attacks, but without heavier support could not eject the Japanese from their bunkers. The problem was that when the Allies bypassed the Japanese positions, the Japanese did not withdraw, and it became extremely difficult to supply the Australian positions, which could only be reached by circuitous routes through the swamp. Gradually the Allied force north of the Owen Stanleys was built up. Airfields were built on the flat areas around Abajura and Popondetta, whilst Major General Bassi's headquarters was at Saputo. The headquarters of 1st Australian Corps, under Lieutenant General E. F. Herring, was established at Popondetta, before later moving to Dobajura. After the campaign, the airfields in this area would be used to support the offensives of 1943. Reliant on air transport, the troops fighting at Senananda were always short of supplies and ammunition. On the 22nd of December, the Australians at Senananda were further reinforced by the 21st Brigade, each battalion down to less than company strength, and the 39th Battalion, but the Japanese positions could not be eliminated. Porter's 30th Brigade engaged the main Japanese position, with Doughty's 21st Brigade at the roadblock. By this time, the largest number of troops on the Senananda track were from militia units, rather than the Australian Imperial Force. The militia units bravely threw themselves into attacks against well-concealed Japanese positions, and lost heavily. The 55th 53rd Battalion casualties alone numbered 264, and when the number of evacuations due to sickness are added, the total casualties were 542, which was greater than the battalion strength at the beginning of the campaign. In an effort to break the stalemate, the 18th Brigade brought its tanks and remnant troops around from Buna, but it too failed to make progress. However, unknown to the Australians, the Japanese, who were sick and starving, had been ordered to withdraw. The 18th Brigade and a new American regiment renewed the attack. In a flanking operation to the north, the 18th Brigade reached the sea, and all Japanese resistance ceased on the 22nd of January, 1943. The Australian units in this sector sustained over 1,400 battle casualties, and the Americans 700. Nearly 2,000 Japanese were buried. The victory at Senananda marked the end of a six-month Papuan campaign, during which the Japanese employed about 20,000 troops, of whom more than 13,000 died.